Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. A lot of things going on with Lansing Community College this weekend. And I think we mentioned earlier that they were going to have their annual Big Book Bash. Some people look forward to this with good reason. All sale items, $1. And this is at the Sykes Technology and Learning Center, just off of Capitol Avenue. 50 cents for LCC students and employees with star cards. And you can pick up books and CDs, videos, whatever the case may be. All sale proceeds used to improve the library. So if you're looking for new reading material, new listening material, this is a great opportunity for you to do that, and it is during regular library hours. This is from Saturday to Saturday, so we're talking about the 6th to the 13th during regular library hours. Also want to mention that the Lansing Community College Science and Math Exploration, very interesting opportunity for elementary school students experiencing exciting hands-on science and math opportunities. And we've got a lot to talk about Lansing Community College, but I want to welcome in Michael Nealon, Dean of LCC's Division of Liberal Studies, and Dr. Thomas Dietz, Chair of the Science Department. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Well, Thomas, let's start with you, the Science Department.
Okay.
And this opportunity for elementary exploration, hands-on opportunities with science and math. What can you tell us?
Well, it's not just one hands-on opportunity. We'll have about 70 or so individual hands-on activities that kids can come into the Liberal Studies Division, into the Arts and Sciences building at LCC, and spend the morning going from room to room, finding two or three new activities in every room that they can participate in.
This sounds like Impression 5 on steroids. What do you have going over here? What is this?
It is very much that. The steroids part is really appropriate because the energy level in this building tomorrow will blow the roof off this place. These kids love this thing. And we just run around like crazy for 4.5 hours trying to keep track of them. We have everything from science demonstrations in chemistry, hands-on, playing with owl pellets, everything, building things, learning about nanotechnology, you name it, we're going to have it in here. There's something for everybody.
The Science and Math Elementary Exploration, known as SME. It's not SME out of Captain Hook's buddy, but this is SME here in Lansing. And $3 for each child.
That's right.
Accompanying adults are free. And this is a little bit different where they charge for the kids and the adults get in free. Most of the adults get a charge out of this stuff anyway. But you can register the day of the event, not a problem. And the age range here is?
We have them from 3 or 4 years old all the way up to 110. It doesn't matter. Everybody can have fun at this.
I am going to guess, Tom, that you're going to be very, very popular with some elementary school teachers and some administrators here who know that you are supporting what they try to do every day of the school year.
Well, thank you for that. We do work with schools, and we offer schools the opportunity for advanced registration. So if you have a whole class that wants to come, they can contact us next year, and we will arrange to have your whole class taken care of as a group.
All right, if someone would like to come, maybe they have a small group. Can they just show up, or should they
Absolutely.
Call in advance?
No, not tomorrow. Absolutely, show up tomorrow. 8:30 a.m. we open.
All right.
And we're running until noon, so just drop on down and have some fun.
All right, that sounds great. I want to bring Michael back in. Michael is the dean of the LCC Division of Liberal Studies. Some very important recognition I see here. What can you tell us?
Well, you know, I am going to actually let Tom talk a little bit about that as well. I got to say that I'm very proud of the science department here at Lansing Community College, and we do work with our colleagues in the K-12 system. In fact, we do a lot with helping develop curriculum, and so the SME is happening this weekend is just another way that we can kind of connect to our community. So we are very much excited about that. And some of the activities that we see going on a national level with an interest in education in the STEM areas, science, technology, education, and mathematics, is absolutely critical for our trying to interest and educate our young children and students in these areas for the sake, really, of the nation. In fact, in the national report card, we know that less than a third of U.S. eighth graders are showing proficiency in math and science. And it was really in the middle of September of this very year that President Obama's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology were really pointing to the importance of education in STEM, or science, technology, education, and math, as an absolutely vital need for the nation's attention.
That report should serve as a very loud alarm clock for people in this country. I just returned from 2 weeks in China in the spring, and I can tell you that they're taking this very seriously and are looking at it as a daily competition. And the fact that it is not always received the way it should be here in America, I'm glad that there are people who are trying to do something about that.
And we are very much losing ground, but here in Lansing, it is such welcome news to know that we are on the nation's radar and having been cited by the U.S. Department of Energy's Office of Scientific and Technical Information, or OSTI, as they know, is one of the first colleges in the nation to incorporate alternative energy into our curriculum and is offering an associate's degree in alternative energy engineering technology.
I don't think a lot of people knew that, Michael. Explain that very quickly.
No, well, I'm going to turn that over real quickly then to Tom, because as a musician, I'll be involved in SMEAT talking about science and music tomorrow. But when it comes to alternative energy and geothermal technologies, that gets a little bit too much for me.
Thomas, we have about 45 seconds.
Sure.
So tell us why this is important and what happened here.
This is important because if the United States is absolutely going to have to install and maintain a tremendous number of new energy systems in the coming decades, we're going to need people out there working installing wind power, geothermal power, solar power, and all of those need to be trained in the technology and the science and the construction skills needed to do that work. And that's what FCC is committed to doing.
Well, congratulations to you and to everyone there, Michael Nealon, Dean of LCC's Division of Liberal Studies, and Dr. Thomas Dees, Chair of the Science Department.